Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. Well, there's been plenty of from the Demons recently, Jared. I know they haven't won all the games that they wanted to, and they're still recapturing all of their form that led to a preliminary final. But some of the youngsters have been particularly impressive, particularly their tall ones.
Yes, I think they've got one tall and one small. One of them's Cozzy. And the other one is Big Luke Jackson. He joins us on the line as the rising star for round 10. Welcome to you, Luke, and congratulations. I've enjoyed your form post the COVID lay day.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
You like yourself as a forward, or do you like yourself primarily as a ruckman? Because clearly you're doing a little bit of both at the moment.
And don't just say you'll play anywhere the team needs you to do.
None of those answers.
We want answers from the heart here, Luke.
I love both just as much as each other. I've been playing mostly forward throughout the pre-season and during the season, so I'm getting a lot more comfortable with forward, but either one I'm happy to play in and have most fun in those positions, yeah.
Would have been a bit more fun the last couple of weeks than it was three matches ago when it seemed like everybody was lining up to put you under the griller.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting a lot more confident as the games go on. Early on, I was a bit nervy, but as I'm getting on with more games, I feel I'm fitting in a lot better. And Goody and the coaches have made the role up forward really easy for me. So I just try to go out there and compete as hard as I can.
Luke, talk to us about the influence of Max Gawn. There's not many kids that would come into the competition and have someone like a Max Gawn to be able to learn from every day. What's been the... Just pick one thing that you've picked up from him early days.
Yeah, he's been really good. I'd probably say how professional he is. He obviously leads by example for everyone here. I'd probably say the way he goes about training and game day is something I watch from him really closely, and he's been performing really well this year, so I'd probably say just how professional he is, and he gets around all the boys as well, so he's been really good.
And the thing that that Luke has, not that Max Gawn doesn't necessarily have this, Jared, to his game, but I mean, Luke showed his capacity to go forward, kick two goals in the weekend,
ground balls.
He's got.
I think he's got Max covered.
Wow. Already.
I think he might have Max covered. Max, on the ground balls.
Max is,
on the ground
balls. That's cheeky from you because you know Max listens to the show.
I think you've got him covered on the ground balls, Luke. It's a question of whether you can get him covered on the other stuff.
Yeah, I don't really know. Max is a really good player, so I'd say he's got me covered in every area. But, I just want to keep learning off him because he's one of the top players in the comp. So, I'll be looking to get as much advice as I can from him in the future, yeah.
Jared, when you were watching on the weekend, I mean, when you hear Max Gawn out, no Melbourne fan likes that, and I thought, oh, geez, how are they going to go with Goldstein in such good form? But the silver lining was it gave Luke a chance to have to come up against a Goldstein without having the fallback of Gawn.
Yes, it is interesting, that whole issue about the responsibility, the relationship between hit-outs to advantage and clearances. Well, the last time Max was out, for 8 weeks, they won the clearances six times out of eight. So,
which doesn't make sense to me.
It's an interesting role that you play. How many times, Luke, when you go up for a hit, do you actually hit it to the exact spot you reckon you're going to predetermine hit it to?
I don't really know. I try and tell the boys where I'm going to hit it, but when you're so in the moment when you're in the air about to hit the ball, so I think my eye is going to follow the ball up where you hit it, so half the time I might not hit it where I say, so that's a funny thing, but I try my best to hit it to the midfielders,
It is an amazingly random event, Scoop, when you consider about it. You've got two blokes running into each other, one's got a jump, one's more of a ground ball.
Yep.
You've got a bounce that goes straight up probably once in 20 times, so it's always going to favour one side or the other, and at ground level, you've got three blokes, presumably you're usually sort of bumping into each other. One wants to take the front spot, one wants to take the back. There are so many random elements to make
variables.
Hit out to advantage come true, Luke. It's no wonder it only averages at around the 15%.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really have much comment on that.
Then there's people like Nick Nat, Jared, who can actually jump, pause everything, go back, have a look, and change where he hits it in midair.
Well, I'm looking forward to you taking him apart. Get his scalp on your belt as well, Luke. Just go with it. What's it like being up in the hub?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I've enjoyed it. Like right near the beach as well, so that's pretty good. You're around your mates every day, so it's been really good for me, I reckon.
Has Jonesy roped you into managing his kids, or is that not allowed in hub
life? I think he's giving that to Zach.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think Zach might be looking after
him. Is he up there too? Or they're in the same hub.
They're all up there.
Are you up? Are you on the Gold Coast? Or are you up further north?
We're at Maroochydore, so I think that's a bit north. I think at the Twins.
So you're up near Noosa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, we wish you well. It's a big game coming up against the Pies. You're going to take on another one of the great ruckmen in Reg Grundy, and no doubt you'll take him to the cleaner. So you've got Goldstein and Grundy in the first two weeks.
Not a bad
That's a good
start.
Double, isn't it?
Luke, been great having you on. We hope we can do it more often. Well done on your career so far in your year, and good luck for the rest of 2020.
Cheers, guys. Really appreciate it.
Luke Jackson there. Pick three by the D's in last year's draft, and he looks every bit of the player that they wanted him to be.
Yep,
Jared.
He's got enormous upside, hasn't he? Wasn't it exciting seeing Action Jackson and then Cozzy?
Where do you think, get that famous crystal ball of yours, in 10 years' time, where do we think Luke Jackson's going to be playing his absolute best footy?
Same role.
So he'll be a hybrid?
He'll be a hybrid.
Right, yep. Okay.
We've got no doubt about that. He may be a little bit more ruckman as he gets a bit bigger.
Because there's not many over the years, and even right now, that are that good at that they can do both, really. I mean,
no.
Gorn and Grundy are ruckmen, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely.
And Goldstein,
yep.
They are ruckmen.
Yep.
Nick Natanui is a ruckman.
He is. He can. Nick Natanui kicked 23 goals in 1 year.
Yep.
When he went 50-50 with...
What year were we talking?
About 4 years ago. Now assistant coach at the Swans. Dean Cox.
Yep.
So they both kicked about a goal a game, and they both had a stack load of hit-outs. So I think he'll do that. He may just venture a bit more down the Grundy role if he can find more football. He's a ground ball player, so I think he's got a chance to do that.
Matty Cruiser was the guy when he was fit that was the 60-40 ruckman forward. Like, he was a genuine rester at full forward and kicked goals.
And unfortunately could have been one of the all-time greats at that.
Yes, continues on his injury trail. All the best to Matty Cruiser. More sports day to come. Ash Brown is next for the footy record.